Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. We're going to learn about how one company has incorporated social media into their marketing mix in this week's program. But first, I'd like to thank our sponsor, GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong. In this program, we're going to learn about how one of our other sponsors, and that is Ag Leader Technology. They sponsor our precisionpays.com website. We're going to find out how they've been incorporating social media into their marketing mix with an interview with Katie Beeler. Well, Katie, it's great to talk to you. And as I let you know before we got started here, we just want to visit with you and talk about what Ag Leader's doing in the marketing realm, specifically in the area of social media. And, you know, as one of our sponsors, we've stayed in very close touch. And so I've been kind of watching and seeing how things are evolving. And you're doing a number of things that we are now seeing become more commonly part of a marketing strategy, which is everything from having your own blog to using social networking channels like Twitter and Facebook, for example. So I guess, first of all, before we go any further, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and this job that you're doing for Ag Leader?
I am Marketing Communications Coordinator at Ag Leader. I've been here just since May, but I grew up in an ag community and have been around ag all my life. And just I found here in my marketing position at Ag Leader, I really enjoy communicating with others in the ag community through the social media networks. I've learned a ton following other ag institutions on Twitter and Facebook, and I've just found it to be a really educational experience from both ends. Sharing that content for Ag Leader, as well as reading others' content that they're sharing through social networks.
Well, let's take let's start with the blog, because, you know, to me that is kind of always a focal point, because you can really do a little bit more on a blog than you can do on either Twitter or even Facebook, for that matter, and yet you can point people back and forth, and I know that you have a blog. It's called Precision Point. Which we can find, it can be found at agleader.com/blog. Tell us a little bit about what you think in terms of how you're using this blog to help in the marketing effort for Ag Leader.
We're using Precision Point. Originally, the idea with Precision Point is just to share information about Precision Ag with growers, ag media, our dealers, just anyone in the ag community that's interested in Precision Ag information. So we have everything on Precision Point, from just basic Precision Ag terminology to posts from our product managers here at Ag Leader, who are answering common questions or giving you more information when we announce a new product. They'll write up a post about that and kind of explain more of the details for our blog audience. Like I said, we have product managers writing on the blog, but we have others on the Ag Leader staff that write for our blog as well. We have some international sales managers that write posts, so we get our international perspectives on there, get some information from other countries on how they're using Precision Ag or how events in that country are affecting ag in general. So we just have a pretty wide range of material we're sharing on Precision Point, all related to Precision Ag or the ag industry, and giving ag leaders perspective on those things and events.
How would you describe your feedback, or and if you're doing some form of measuring to see if you are accomplishing what you hope to do?
We're measuring our hits on our blog, and that's always increasing, getting more hits on it. It's interesting to see what posts people are reading the most. It's not always what we expect. It's a good way to gauge kind of what people are interested in by seeing what sort of information they're looking at more often. Another way we're kind of gauging it is by sharing our blog posts through Twitter, Facebook, and then seeing, you know, on Facebook how many people like it or may comment and ask questions. On Twitter, if people are sharing our blog posts by retweeting them, it's just a good way to back up what we're doing and see how much people are interested in it, how much they're sharing it with others.
Well, when you mentioned Twitter and Facebook both, I'm just going to guess here that you don't see those only as a tool to redistribute some other information, because I do know I've been at replied before. So, but you are very active within that in terms of, like, say, let's take Twitter or Facebook for that matter, interacting with people who maybe are either, like you said, doing a retweet or maybe just posting a comment or a question, right? Does that present any kind of challenges for you? And because one of the things that I always hear, especially from, say, a company or an organization that really hasn't gotten into this yet, is they're so afraid of how much time this is going to take. How would you respond to them in terms of, you know, your own time management and ability to keep up with those mechanisms?
Well, it does take a lot of time if you want to be active and really take advantage of everything there is to offer. But it also shows your customers, other growers, your dealers, everyone, that you're taking the time to connect with them, how they're wanting to communicate with you. We do get questions on Twitter. We get questions on our blog. And yes, it takes some time, but I make sure to find the proper people at AgLeader to help answer those and get the answers to the users. So yes, it is time consuming, but it's definitely worth the time that you put into it, because it is a great way of connecting with everyone that's interested in ways that they're choosing to connect, which now anymore that seems to be through Twitter, Facebook, or just online in general. And if it's easier for them to comment on a blog post to ask a question or to send us a note on Twitter asking a question, then I think it's definitely worth the time to answer them in that same manner. It's just another way of connecting with the Precision Ag community, with anyone interested in Precision Ag. It's a great way for us to get out there and connect with them how they want to be communicated with.
Is there any particular part of what you're doing or maybe a mechanism or something that's like your favorite?
It's hard to say because they're all so different. I found when I came into this and started doing it, I didn't know a lot about Twitter, but I myself just personally and in my role at AgLeader have learned a ton through Twitter. The stories people are sharing, just learning a lot about the ag community in general has been very interesting to me, and I've really enjoyed that. But again, the blog, I enjoy doing doing the blog, helping share that content with others. I'm very active in our blog review process and everything, so I get to see the articles and kind of find the best way to communicate ideas through our blog, finding the multimedia to go along with that. And then Facebook is a great way to connect with an even different audience. I enjoy using Facebook to share information about events. It's a great way to keep users up to date on when we'll be somewhere. But Facebook is also another way to share all of that content very easily as well. So it's hard to say if I have a favorite, but they've all been really interesting and different ways of learning and sharing information.
So let's just talk about, you know, what you've had to learn in your job to become effective at this. What about people who are, let's say, wanting to get into the business of agricultural marketing? Maybe they have been in the business, but in another area and are interested. Anything you might say or recommend in terms of how does somebody get up to speed to become, you know, comfortable doing Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and maybe creating and or managing a blog? Any kind of like words of wisdom, things that you think might be good for them to think about?
I think the best thing for me and what I would recommend to others is just kind of watch for a while and see what others in the ag community are doing, other ag marketers. Follow them on Twitter. Just kind of see what they're sharing. Don't just jump into it and start sharing just to be on there. It's important that you have a plan in place and know what you want to share. And a good way to do that is to see what other people are doing, whether that's on Twitter, on Facebook, reading some popular blogs, which Twitter and Facebook are a great way to find those. I just think if you watch for a while, see how other people are using it, and get a plan in your head of how you want to use social media to share information, that's the best way to start. And having that plan will help you make sure you're sharing valuable information and you're contributing to social media networks and you are using it effectively.
I heard you before mention, let's see, I think it was something about
participating in a plan or discussion on the blog posts or whatever, it made me think to ask, do you internally there in your marketing efforts or plan, is what you're doing here on these social networking sites and the blog too, is it part of the plan? I mean, do you have a plan that includes these things now?
We do make social media part of our marketing plan. If there's a big event coming up and we want to promote it as much as possible, we're going to use the social media outlets to do that as well. We have certain, if there's a big farm show such as Farm Progress Show, we may do a social media campaign as part of our marketing campaign for that. So it's definitely a part of our overall marketing plan. It's an important piece of the marketing we do, so we incorporate it in our plans from day one.
Well, I know that there are others internally there, like you said, who are contributors or authors on the blog. How would you describe internally the acceptance for this? I mean, are people kind of excited about it or thinking, my gosh, this is something I have to do, you know what I mean? And or do you find them to be relatively enthusiastic to participate and be part of the team for this?
Well, like I said, we have a wide variety of authors on our blog that are all Ag Leader employees, and they are very excited about it. They like to share information that way. They're very active in deciding what blog posts we should be writing. Now would be a good time of year to write a blog post about this, or I think our customers might be interested in this. We should do a blog post. They're very active in helping us decide what we're going to put out there. They're excited to be a part of it and get to write blog posts for that. And even those that aren't listed as authors are very excited about it and like to see what we're doing on Facebook and Twitter or share ideas with us of what they think we could be doing. So even those that aren't directly involved here at Ag Leader are excited about it and are enthusiastic and like to share ideas as well.
All right. Anything else about what you're doing and how well you, in particular, how well you think it's working for you that we didn't touch on?
I think that we're basically just trying to find another way to connect with growers and dealers and potential customers and media through social media, because that's how people are communicating today, and it's a great way for people to get information for us, but it's also a great way for us to get information from others and see what's going on, and it's worked very well for us, and we look forward to continuing it and expanding how much we're doing on social media in the future.
Well, I'll include it in the post I do on my blog with this podcast interview, but we will go ahead and I'll point people to on Twitter. You can find Ag Leader at Ag Leader Tech. Let's see, on YouTube, it would be youtube.com/user Ag Leader Technology, and then on Facebook, facebook.com/AgLeader. So pretty easy to find, I think.
Yep, we have a few variations of Ag Leader Technology in there, but yes, we're pretty easy to find. And also from agleader.com, we have links to all the social media sites as well.
Right, and I say job well done, because not everybody does that yet. But, you know, some of the first things I always like to do is how do I find them, you know? And it's nice to have them right out there on the homepage. So I want to thank you very much. That's Katie Beeler with Ag Leader Technology talking about how they have incorporated social media into their overall marketing efforts.
Well, I really appreciate Katie taking time to talk with me, and look forward to seeing them at some of the shows coming up this week. That'll be at the National Farm Machinery Show, and we'll learn a little bit more about what's new with Ag Leader Technology there. So that's the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Young Leaders of Tomorrow by a band called Duende. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
We have a master plan. Just give it up, old man. You know your time is through. Come on now, look at you. Your little world will never be the same. You'd better learn to recognize our name. We see the shock upon your tired face. You kept it slow, but now we'll up the pace. Take over everything we built and then we'll tear it down. You will not recognize the setting when you look around. Have no idea what we have in store, how could you know? Yeah.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.